everyone to another episode of the
Unfiltered Love Podcast. Oh my God.
Podcast.
Wow, I can't believe we're still sticking with that this many episodes in.
I know. All 7 episodes.
Sort of exciting. I think I might be getting a cold now that I'm hearing myself. Oh gosh.
You sound pretty sick.
See, yeah. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, yeah, it's good to be back here with you again in the corner of my garage recording studio.
I love being in the corner of your garage recording studio.
It is nice.
It's very nice. I'm excited about this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Because we're going to have fun this episode.
Oh.
We've been super serial. What do you mean, aw?
I'm just kidding.
We've been super serial on a lot of these episodes, and I think this is the one where we're just going to...
Keep it lighthearted and...
Yeah, have a little extra wine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need more. We don't have enough wine.
We already had some... alcohol before we started this.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, that's drinking Listerine does not count.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You probably have done that knowing you.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a fun episode. We're going to be a little bit more chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to get the reactions to what I know you're going to say.
Uh-oh.
I want to see people's reaction to the ridiculousness that this episode will bring.
Well, just like all of our episodes, I'm going to start off by reading a review.
Nice. I will pour our wine as you read it.
Oh, wow. So if you did not know, Unfiltered Love Podcast is available on all podcast streaming platforms. So make sure you go and leave a review. There's also a chance that we will read it. So now we are going to read a review, and this review is from Sunburnt Boy. And it says, no, just kidding. It says, not that I need another podcast to listen to, but I enthusiastically added this to the list of podcasts I like to keep up on. David and Jacqueline always manage to make me blow breath out of my nose a little harder than normal. So thanks for that. I love this podcast, and I'm so excited to see it grow and develop. Well, thank you so much, Sunburnt Boy, for exhaling louder than normal out of your nose.
I liked that review. That was very nice.
It was a nice one.
You know, if I can make someone laugh, that is all I need out of my life. All right, cheers. Over the expensive equipment. Ready?
Nice. Yes. We didn't get the insurance. It's all good.
We have, if you can't see, we have a lot of equipment on the table. We have our mics, we have what we record into, and like a few lights, and we pour wine and cheers directly over it every episode.
Yep, exciting.
Very exciting. So this episode is going to be, like I said, a little bit more lighthearted, but still relevant to a lot of people. It is... from Gerald. Now, Gerald submitted this question on Patreon, patreon.com/ Jacqueline and David.
So we're taking a patron question. Let's do
it. We are. So Gerald has been a longtime supporter. We stan Gerald. He got us this light right here.
Thanks, Gerald.
Some mic stands.
Thanks, Gerald.
You know, Gerald's amazing. And this question is very interesting. I guess I'll start with a written question. I do plan to do an audio and or video question at some point. Ooh, something to look forward to. I wanted to get your opinion on the act of keeping stuff of your exes.
Wait, you said this was going to be lighthearted. Oh, you're going to get all mad at me.
Don't say the wrong thing, my love. I'm kidding. No, we talked about this before.
Okay, well.
You knew what this was going to be about.
Well, all right.
Yeah, so the act of keeping stuff on your exes. I mean, that's a valid topic. Right now, I'm struggling with deciding whether or not I should keep my own things. Much less those of someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jacqueline has put in her 30 days.
I did.
A few days ago. I mean, it was a few weeks ago now.
Yeah, I have like a week and a half left before I gotta be out.
When are you gonna move? I don't have time to help you.
Oh, yes. We will make time.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
You have that large, sexy red van that you can...
I do. That is such a sexy red van.
Pick me up in that sexy red van, put my stuff in there.
Yeah, so Jacqueline is moving in, so that's pretty exciting.
It's exciting and stressful.
Yes.
I mean, I've lived in my apartment for over 3 years now, and I have a lot of stuff.
Well.
So to put all of that, we're sharing one bedroom, you know, so I'm taking things from a kitchen, a dining room, a living room, a bedroom, a bathroom, 2 walk-in closets, and shoving it all into your bedroom.
Well,
for the most part.
I don't take it for granted. I recognize exactly how much that means that you're willing to do that. I can't move into your apartment because that's really small space. And
hey, it was a small space, but it worked.
It works for you.
Yeah, it was my only place that I've ever had that was just mine.
I would totally move into your place if I didn't have a dog in a garage recording studio and a sweet house with a huge backyard.
I mean, this set is kind of what sold it for me. I'm like,
I'm going to have to live here.
My podcast set's there. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be just fine. Yeah. I don't know about my cat.
It's cats.
No, cat.
Cat?
Tippy will be just fine.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Can we bring Tippy into the studio? Maybe you have to just put a little blindfold over her eyes and then walk her through the yard and then bring her here.
I mean, I'd be fine with it. I just feel like you might have a lot of clients that could potentially be allergic to cats, and since people sing in here, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just want to play with Tippy in here.
She's my kitty cat.
And then we can mic up the cat. Have you ever mic'd up a cat?
I have not.
Yeah.
Can we do cat ASMR stuff?
Yeah, we can do all kinds of think about how cool it would be if you had their meows forever that you could just always listen to a meow. Who's that?
Is that pretty good?
Is that just your meow? That's a good meow.
I don't know. That's like a kitten.
Got some regular Mariah Carey over here.
I can meow. I learned how to do that because one time I had a cat that had kittens and she ran away and I made that sound outside like a distressed kitten to get the mama cat to come back. Anyway, I have many talents.
No, that's, many talents. That's cute.
Anyway, Tippy will be fine. Angel is like a ball, very cute, fluffy ball of anxiety, and she freaks out about everything. But I'm excited to move.
I'm excited for them to show up in Nala's turf instead of the other way around.
I think Nala's going to be so confused.
She's going to be like, what? Kitty cats? What?
Well, she knows the word kitty cat. We taught her the word kitty cat so that she would know, that's going to my apartment. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if she knows. She'll be like, what the hell? Kitty cat's here? Why do a kitty cat here?
It's going to be cool.
So, yeah, as far as keeping things goes, I'm having to go through all of my stuff. And, I'm donating so much.
I'm donating so much.
I'm actually very impressed.
Thank you.
You went through and found a lot of shirts that were falling apart and you chose to part with them.
Well, I'm keeping a lot of ones that are still emotionally important to me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones where my armpits are completely.
Those are nasty. We're going to have to.
White? No. But come on. My club sandwich is not sealed shirt. I had that since I was 12.
Wait, club sandwiches, not seals?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I'm an activist.
It's a funny shirt, but you're not an activist. No, that's, yeah. So we did have to go through your stuff and get rid of a lot of things. And I'm having to do the very, very same thing with all my stuff. But literally everything, all of my dishes, all of my silverware, all of my kitchen stuff is gone.
Do I have much better kitchen stuff than you?
It's true.
Yeah,
I was too cheap to ever buy. New stuff. So every roommate I had throughout the years, I just kind of accumulated their dishes they didn't want anymore, and none of them match. Anyway.
Yeah, but I keep breaking stuff and then gluing it back together.
Yeah, and then the other day, I was drinking out of a cup that was leaking everywhere because you glued it back together.
Well, I can fix it.
It was still broken. No, I threw it away.
No!
I threw it away. It's gone forever.
It was still good.
It was not.
I don't know if I can have you move in here. Come on.
Deal breaker.
You can always fix old, cracked plates and cups and stuff. Come on. You don't get emotionally attached to cups and plates?
It was a glass cup.
I might have had that.
It wasn't a fancy cup or anything.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just when you thought you knew who I was.
I know.
I threw away a broken glass.
I know.
It's tough. I am so
sorry. I'm very excited for you to live here.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be fun. I think that it's going to be very different, and I think we're going to be good at it. I've tried this before and failed, but
You've lived with partners before?
Twice.
I've lived with partners.
Yeah.
Twice as well.
Uh-oh.
Third time's a charm.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so we have to get back. We are, totally deviating way too much right now. Sorry, Gerald. So we have to actually answer this. Opinion on the act of keeping stuff of your exes. He says different people react differently to breakups. There are different degrees, I guess. Some people keep a lot of stuff. Some people keep a few things. And some burn everything. Hee hee. What level are you?
You burn stuff?
I had a campfire. It was beautiful.
Oh, you actually did burn stuff.
I have burnt stuff before in my past. This is true.
Huh.
I have burnt stuff in my past.
I have not burned anything.
We have had different experiences.
I find it... Look, I don't really often think about it, but I mean, I get it. I understand the... Like, what do? You get rid of stuff just because it's your ex's? What if it's functional? What if you use it?
I've never really had that. I've never had that problem. I've always ever had, like, I've never had someone give me a practical gift. It's not like my ex gave me, like, an awesome vacuum cleaner that I just want to keep using because it's great at getting rid of my cat hair. Like, that
made me. What if I told you my vacuum cleaner was from my ex? What if I told you that?
Well, your vacuum cleaner is in the attic right now because it doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I actually bought my vacuum cleaner. That was a test.
Okay. I mean, it's a vacuum cleaner. What was the thing the other day? Damn it. I remember there was a thing. Oh, the detergent.
Oh, yeah.
The detergent. We were talking with friends about how I guess you've had to deal with this. I have not. Mm-hmm. How, like, the act of splitting things up when you've lived with someone for a long time. Whenever I lived my, like, long-term relationship, I lived with someone and we ended up not working out. I literally just packed my shit and left. I didn't take any of my other stuff, my big things. I just left everything because mm-hmm. I just wanted to be out of there. But you had to go through and, like, divide things. Decide who gets what.
Yeah, you put sticky notes on things.
Oh, God, that sounds really stressful.
Yeah. But, yes, anyways, the detergent. We found right. A Tupperware of detergent the other day, of, like, a Tupperware filled with detergent.
I'm like, what in the
You're
hell
like,
is
why
that?
Is this? And I was like, oh, that's my half of the detergent.
That's, and I'm like, well, you know what? My clothes are going to smell beautiful today. And
yeah.
I used it.
Yeah.
So I guess I didn't get mad at that one.
It's the circle of life, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess that's a practical thing. But I've never been given practical things. I've always been, you know, it's either like a piece of jewelry or like a letter or like photos or, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. Like gifts that were made. And I've never kept any of it. Ever.
I mean, I've been struggling with this problem a lot lately, actually, to be honest.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah, I have been.
I know where we're going right now.
Oh, look, like, I know that it would upset you to...
Because it was weird. These were things that should not have been kept.
They meant a lot to me. At one time, you know, we were very important to each other at one point in time, you know, and time goes on, and
mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble getting rid of your ex's stuff. I have his merch. And he signed it. We were friends when he signed it, so it was just like his own.
Oh,
ego.
Really? It didn't happen like this week?
He signed it on my body.
Congrats.
Anyways, I'm having trouble getting rid of your ex's stuff. Is that what Gerald's question was?
No, that is not what Gerald's question. I think Gerald was probably thinking, you know, like the relationships we were actually in, moving on from them, do we keep ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend things?
Not your exes.
No, I don't think he was asking if you were keeping my exes things.
That wasn't his question?
That was not Gerald's question.
Oh.
So can people listening might not understand this. Could you give some context to why you have my exes?
I used to be really good friends with your ex. And so I have his merch. And yes.
You still have it.
Well, no, it's in the... It's next to the donation pile.
It is in the donation pile.
Well, I keep going back and forth on this one.
I mean, it's kind of funny at this point, so if you want to keep it, you can, but, like, it's weird. I think it's weird.
I'm just a little worried you're going to get rid of the tapestries, and I'm just going to have to decorate the walls with shirts, and that's my thought.
Oh, you're going to hang up his merch all over the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone else in the world has this problem.
And the problem of keeping the other person's ex's stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to get a bunch of tweets about people being like, oh, David must be a bad guy? I hope not.
Please. I don't think that. It's not like, oh, my God, he's a horrible person. I can't believe he, like, lied about something serial. No, it's like a weird thing, like, to see his merch in your drawer. And I was like, what is that? And you're like, nothing.
No, it's not what it looks like.
Don't be mad.
That's a good one.
Well, if you want something to be mad about, I dated a guy once who would keep underwear from his ex. Actually, two guys.
Keep underwear of their exes?
I kept two. There were two guys that I found. They were keeping underwear from their previous exes.
Wait, why are you looking at me all weird? I
just forgot about it until right now.
I also do that as well.
You had better not.
I know I don't, actually.
Ew.
But no, you know that beanie I have? I actually sewed that out of all of my exes. I
was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a beanie.
I like knitted it out of yarn and panties.
That's nice.
I'm just kidding. I didn't actually do that. Everybody's like, unsubscribe.
That is fun. I was looking at you funny because like I totally forgot that that was something. Because you said, you know, it's people would be mad at you. But I'm like, oh, God, that's something that would actually.
It was underwear?
Yes.
How did you? Well, you like found like a cave?
Well, one of them, it was an accident. I found it like mixed in with stuff. And I was like, what is this? And then there was a fight. And then I threw it away.
What?
Yeah, I threw it away. No. I do not feel bad. And then another one, I found it because I couldn't find some of my clothing. And, oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
I couldn't find some of my clothing, so I was looking around for it. And I saw it, like, sticking out of a drawer, so I opened the drawer to get my stuff. And I saw it mixed in with, like, a bunch of other girl things.
Oh.
Yeah.
A collection.
There was a collection, and my stuff was in there. And, like, a few of my things were in there. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then I like told some of my friends and like, oh, he didn't know it was yours. So he just like put it in there.
That is a good theory.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. So that was fun. But you're not doing that.
No.
You're just keeping my ex's stuff. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good.
It's really weird, though. It is weird.
Yeah.
Do you feel a sentimental attachment to those t-shirts?
I wonder if I have any other like ex things. No, I don't feel like I really. Honestly, I'm okay to get rid of them. I'll donate them. And
are you going to be okay?
Whoever receives that will have no clue whose merch that is.
That's a dig.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
I've thought about that. I've gotten rid of. I've never kept anything. Ever.
Never?
No, if it's clothing that's still like wearable, I will donate it because I don't want
to start looking around. I'm going to find something and I'll be like, oh, this table. And you're going to be like, get rid of the fucking table.
This is practical, though.
I bought this table.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It was okay. Good. That way I don't care about the table. Yeah. Underwear would be a problem. Table's fine.
Yeah, no.
Well, I think we might be at that point in the podcast.
Oh, to take a brizzy?
A what?
A brizzy.
Are we saying that now?
We're going to be right back. Right after the brizzy. Jacqueline.
Yes, David. Why are you crying?
It's just that our podcast.
No, not the podcast.
You see, I didn't want to believe it at first, but I don't think we're getting enough ratings and reviews to go on.
No, but they're streaming on Tuesdays and watching on Thursdays, but not reviewing.
Yes, my love. I'm so scared right now.
Oh my God, it's getting worse. If only more people would go to Spotify and the podcast app and leave a review, maybe they could save us all.
Before it's too late.
Subscribe and review.
Subscribe and review. And we are back from the brizzy. Hopefully you guys had a nice brizzy. We don't honestly have any clue what happens during that time.
It's a mystery.
It totally is. Hopefully there was an incredible advertisement. You should buy it. Whatever it was.
All right, David. That's great. Gerald, there's still a whole question here that we have not gotten to. So he wanted to know what level we are. I think we've established that. And what would you consider to be a healthy level? It's important to be able to let go in order to move forward, but at the same time, you might want to keep something to remember some of the good times. Personally, I still have some things from pretty much all of my previous relationships. Haha, for example, I still have the quarter that my most recent ex-girlfriend paid me to clean off the snow from her car at work. I guess the act of kindness, among other things, eventually led to our getting together. That quarter is still collecting dust to this day inside a drawer at my workstation. Haha. Yeah, sorry if that sounds insane, but seeing it brings back good memories, and I usually feel happy afterwards. Anyway, forget about me. Back on topic. Do you keep anything that might remind you of your exes? Maybe by hanging tapestries, cough, David, cough. Hippie girl, cough. Also, previously married people, cough, Jacqueline, cough.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes, like keeping their engagement ring or wedding band because, well, I'm not really sure why, because jewelry is expensive. What are your thoughts?
That would be probably true. I had something to say, and then I lost it. Okay, you remember it was a birthday present I got you, right?
Well, keep going.
The like the photo album I got,
oh,
I made
yeah.
you, and had, it was like cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you still like it after I
of
share what I'm
it.
About to share. Anyways, I put a
Wait.
Lot of thought into it. I put a lot. I made
Wait, what are you going to ruin the present?
I'm not going to ruin the present.
Okay.
Hopefully not. I'm probably not going
to
ruin
the Are
present.
You about to tell me you did the same thing for someone else?
No.
Someone else did the same thing for you?
Well, my high school girlfriend, she like scrapbooked. And so like I should have somewhere, and don't get mad at me, but I should have somewhere in an old, in things of old clothes are probably in the house in Bend. Like a scrapbook of us in high school or some shit like that that I didn't throw out because I know she like
we are breaking up.
I know she
it's
like
it's over.
Probably cut out like the outlines of our bodies or whatever, and like you know like and she glued it. She did a lot more than I did, you know.
So wait, why didn't I get like a scrapbook with? I mean, you obviously have seen how it's done.
Look, I did cut photos because behind the front cover to make it cut through, it had to like I did have to cut it, but I cut it too much
kidding.
And then I fucked it up.
It was,
so then I had to put tape on it. It was too much. I can't really do the cutting.
David made me a very nice photo album for my birthday, and I loved it.
Anyways, I probably learned that shit from back in the. Back
That's
in the
great.
Day.
I'm reaping the benefits.
Exactly.
Now.
So yeah, I probably have that somewhere.
I don't have things like that. I don't have anything like that. I've always like.
There's probably like sweet pictures of me at like 16. So like
yeah.
whatever.
I don't have any of those things. I don't know. Maybe that's like, that's the biggest difference between having a normal like breakup
normal
and having
breakup,
a
but...
really really shit hellfire breakup like mine have all been. I remember one in particular. There were like a lot of little sentimental things, and I, on the day we broke up, I like gave them all back. And he was, like, legitimately sad that I didn't want to keep them.
Oh.
And I said, no, you can keep them and remember everything you fucked up. Look back on it fondly. I will not be.
No.
I was horrible. But, I mean, it was totally deserved. Totally deserved. But, no, I don't have anything. Oh, and as far as Gerald's question, I do not keep jewelry.
Oh, but what if it's worth a lot?
Sell it.
Like you did on eBay?
Yo, worth it.
Yeah, I know.
And that was the product of a long back and forth of, okay, people aren't going to know this just by listening to the podcast.
What if I told you, continue, go ahead. What if I told you I was the one that bought it? That'd be really creepy. That
would
really
be
creepy.
Really, really creepy.
Yeah, I didn't know about that actually until recently. But tell your story.
My last relationship was really, really bad. One of the actually the most hellfire of hellfire ones. And he was trying to like get my attention or be a dick or something by taking things that I had given him and he was selling them to his fans.
That's normal. That's like just a
no,
regular.
It's really not.
Regular relationship problem.
I mean, like.
My ex is selling stuff on the internet, making videos about it.
Right? I thought it was so bizarre, especially since he was the one that was terrible to me in the breakup and like cheated and all these horrible things. And I was trying to, you know, like move on with my life and get past that like horrible experience. And then to see that person kind of tormenting you by posting things like that online and selling things that, you know, had meant something at one point was just like, I was like, screw this. And I took the ring that he gave me and I put it on eBay and I sold it for like a lot of money. Cause it was like in the heat of all this drama, people were like, oh, I want in on that. And I guess someone bought it.
It was me.
It was not you.
So I actually didn't know about this. Like, I knew about your drama because, like, we were acquaintances back in the day, and so I knew about it. But I didn't know about this whole eBay fiasco and the back and forth. Mm. So I did, a few months ago, go down the YouTube rabbit hole of watching those videos. Sorry.
No, we've already discussed this, and I already was... I wasn't happy to learn this. I wasn't, like, mad, but I was uncomfortable, and I don't know.
Well... From my perspective now, number one, it sucks to see people be shitty to you. So there's just that. You put that out there and then, all right, now let's look at it from the entertainment perspective. If we're all healthy and okay. You kicked his ass. And it was great because you just, it was awesome. So anyways, the videos that your counters were awesome. So now I can look at it and I can. Yeah.
There was a lot of rage.
I can give you an applause and you're making fun where you needed to make fun and you did a good job and then you sold that ring and you make that money and.
That's right. Paid a couple months of my rent.
Yeah, that's
not a bad deal.
Yeah, no, that's That's good. I should start selling stuff of my ex.
No.
I should start selling all my ex's panties that I'm keeping.
Oh, God. God, you could make so much money. It wouldn't be weird at all.
No.
No. I wonder
how many people, like, just scroll through the podcast and then, like, click forward and, like, heard that one sentence. And they're like, what?
Wait, I should rewind or? No, I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, it's normal.
I'm just going to go with this.
They're cool with that.
So anyway, this is an interesting topic, and there are a lot of what ifs or like different things that would change the outcome of, I think, most people's answer. But I was curious to see what the general public thought of this topic. So I tweeted like a half an hour ago, and I'm like, is it healthy to keep things that were given to you by an ex? Maybe it's a letter, jewelry, or a stuffed animal. Anything in the scenario works. Good or bad to do? Does being in a new relationship change things? And more than half the people said it was totally fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Huh. Which is good for Gerald. There you go.
Okay.
Most people think it's totally normal. But I messed this question up. I feel like I worded it in a way that wasn't clear. Because
you led them to that answer?
I think I might have a little bit. I wasn't clear because, like, we talked about laundry detergent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. We talked about what if it was this table? You know, we talked about an awesome vacuum cleaner. So, like, things that are practical, you know, fine. That obviously it's fine. But, like, what if it's a love letter? What if it's, what if it is, like, an engagement ring or something, like, serial?
Yo, keep that engagement ring.
Sell it.
Let's use that shit. Give me that shit. Give me that.
Oh, yeah, you want to reuse
it? Give me it. Yeah.
So I didn't really specify that, like, I meant sentimental things.
We can just change out the diamond and use the setting.
And I think, oh, gross. So I think a lot of people responded based on not knowing that detail. My friend Blair White.
Oh, Blair White.
We need to have her on this podcast, by the way. She responded and said, depends on what it is. Sentimental value things must go. But if a dude buys me a Porsche, I'm not going to give that up.
Oh, nice.
I mean, no one's ever bought me a Porsche.
Yeah, no, I've never... No, that would be nice. I can't really think of anything of major value or value at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Christy, this is relatable to you. She said, I would say it's fine to keep stuff unless it's pictures being displayed or jewelry being worn. I have the typical girly shoebox of high school romances hidden away in a closet.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I relate.
Yeah. Let me see. There were so many people that responded. This girl says, both relationships I had were toxic. I was cheated on. I sold the jewelry. Yes, girl, get it. And the stuff he got me. The ring took me a while, but eventually I threw it in a lake. Now I'm happily married.
Oh.
Good for you. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it's fine. Oh, gosh. Is it okay to keep things from an ex? This person responded, said, not if it was herpes.
Oh, that lasts forever, right?
It does.
Nice.
It's the love that lasts forever.
Just keeps on giving.
That's really, really romantic. Honestly, it's the most romantic gift you could give. Wow. Someone else said, does setting it all on fire and casting a satanic revenge spell constitute as getting rid of it? Because that's what I did.
Oh.
I relate.
Satanic revenge spells?
Yes, it's very, very fun. It's a really
cleansing?
Great release of fiery wrath that you may or may not have. Someone said, I voted healthy because I think it's healthy if you can do so without emotional attachment. I can't do it, though. I prefer to purge the old and start anew.
My brain went in a weird place. My brain went not towards X, just towards, like, owning a lot of shit. That's where my brain went.
You do have a lot of stuff.
I have so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if I move to your place, I've actually moved before. Well, clearly, quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I have to book the biggest U-Haul. There's, like, the huge one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I gotta get. I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We will cross that road when we need to.
Yeah.
Oh, this girl says, my unicorn Converse are the only good thing I've gotten out of the relationship.
Unicorn Converse.
That sounds sweet. I want unicorn Converse. If it's something you can use, like clothes or something, sure. Anything sentimental, like love letters, etc., nope. I don't know. It seems like people are pretty split. I don't know. Like, what's your ultimate takeaway from this? What message do we send to Gerald?
Well, Gerald, thank you so much for your question on patreon.com/JacquelineandDavid and for your ongoing support, because honestly, it's incredible to have people like you asking us awesome questions and the community that is answering all. I sound like a total advertisement.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Sorry. Honestly, though, like...
Oh my God, it's like South Park. Is he a bot?
I am a robot.
You are an ad. He is an ad.
No, yeah, I am. But anyways, thank you so much for the question, Gerald. It really means a lot. Look, it's going to vary from situation to situation. Mm-hmm. There's no grand rule for all of this. As long as it doesn't affect your personal relationship and is not emotionally sentimental attachment kind of a thing, mm-hmm. I would say that it's okay.
I don't know. Like, what's that like?
Emotional, sentimental?
No, like positive memories on a past relationship. I can't. I wish I could relate. I feel like I was reading some of these responses by people, and I was a little sad because a lot of people have all these, you know, things that they were bringing up that they were keeping from previous. Like, even Gerald's. Like, he has memories that make him happy, and I'm like, what is that like?
It's true.
And why? Like, it is.
It is I don't have hatred in my heart towards all my exes.
I don't think I have hatred in my heart either. Mm-hmm. Hatred's like a really strong emotion. Okay. And I think I have too much indifference towards them to feel like a hatred. But I don't look back on things fondly. You know, like I don't reminisce positively or remember the good old times. Like I don't have that thing.
Yeah, see, my memory's just getting worse. Like, I don't remember anything. I mean, I can be like, yeah, I went there.
You are bad about that.
I really am.
I have asked David before, like, you'll have a conversation. Like, I remember when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm. I don't at all.
Oh, my God. I remember you were talking to your family about me. And I would be really nervous. I'd be like, oh, my God, what did you say? Do they sound like they like me? Like, are they stoked about the relationship? Do they have reservations? Like, and you'd be like, I don't remember what we talked about. I'm like, at all? And it would drive me nuts because I wanted to know so badly, like, anything. Can you tell me anything? And you're like, well, I mean, I know. I know I talked to them.
Well, now I know now
well,
they
now,
like you.
But at first, I was so new. And I
heard you and my dad
stressed.
Were texting today.
Your dad texted me a picture of you when you were little, and it was the cutest thing in the world.
Oh.
It was really cute.
I mean, we do have a podcast. We could just show the photo right now.
There's the picture. If you're watching on YouTube, there's a really cute picture.
That's actually from a Jewish holiday called Purim, where you dress up and you can be one of the like different characters. And I think I was Mordechai, and so that is me as Mordechai.
I don't know what you're talking
now,
about.
Now, one of the characters is a woman character named Esther. One year, I thought it would be funny to dress up as Princess Esther, and I did. So there's also, there is probably, like, maybe a year older than that, a photo of me in, like, a dress.
Your personality has been pretty consistently, like,
pretty
fun.
Silly forever.
Yeah. No, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
You don't take life too seriously.
No, I don't.
Well, you do when it counts.
I usually don't. I mean, I try, and then I make a joke, and then everyone's like, shut up, you can't say that.
That is true, though, sometimes.
I do have a really bad problem.
Sometimes, like, yeah, you've made jokes in, like, extremely inappropriate situations before.
Yeah, sorry about that. I, like, can't. Maybe it's a coping mechanism. I got the whole, like, Logan Paul thing, no?
Oh, please don't compare yourself to Logan.
No, I guess I don't.
I don't. You're not doing yourself any favors on the internet right now. And everyone listening to this, like, cut him some slack. I'm sure you have before, and you will continue to make jokes in places where people are like, I can't believe I said that's just how he lives his life.
I haven't received any like hate mail yet, so we're good.
There have been some comments
on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, sorry. Hey, look, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm a nice guy, normal guy. I really, really love her a lot, and
you would say if you wanted people to believe you.
I do make jokes sometimes, but they're all filled with love, and I was gonna make a joke there, and I censored myself. They're all filled with love and racism.
David!
I'm just kidding. I'm done.
Oh, my God. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Unsubscribe.
Sorry.
I'm unsubscribing from this podcast. By the way, you can subscribe to this podcast if you'd like to.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, so moral of the story. Let's just move on from that joke. Moral of the story is, I don't know. I think it's probably okay if you don't hate, like, not hate the person, but if you didn't have, like, a horrible ending.
Yeah.
If you had, like, a normal ending.
Well, what if you had a horrible ending and you wanted to, like, remember something
horrible?
Entertaining.
I need context.
Okay, imagine one of your horrible endings and you were like, this is his shoe that I beat him over the head with. And I'm keeping this shoe because I love this shoe. You know? No? That doesn't make sense?
I've never beat anyone over the head with a shoe.
Well, it was a metaphor.
Uh-huh. I mean, I guess I am keeping up videos of, like, what we were talking about before.
Monetization.
That's like a verbal shoe beating.
Yeah, AdSense. It's fine.
Gotta make that money, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
no, it's totally cool.
At least I got something. That's something I kept.
Yeah.
From the relationship, I kept the AdSense money I got from all the friggin' ridiculous videos.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, Angel.
Oh, Angel's a, well.
Kind of. Not really.
Angel's backstory is weird. I met Angel before you met Angel.
So we're talking about my cat, my scared cat. My scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat.
That I brought up at the beginning of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was in your studio, right?
Okay, so your ex was like, hey, here, there's a cat. No, actually, I, like, came back into my studio, and there was a cat in my studio, and he was, like, feeding it Chick-fil-A. And I was like, number one, get that cat out of my studio. Number two.
Wait, and now you're asking me to bring Tippy in here, by the way.
I was like, number two, like, I mean, it's okay that you're feeding it Chick-fil-A, but I don't know if that's good for it. I don't know anything about cats.
Yeah, they need cat food.
Yeah.
For cats.
Yeah. Anyways.
People shouldn't even be eating fast.
I met Angel before you did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept her, and I love her.
Yeah, I was like, get that thing out.
And now she's your cat, too.
Oh, meow, that's cute.
That is really cute.
I said meow.
I heard that.
Oh, wow. Too. Okay, I just wanted to point it out.
So, yeah, I'm keeping Angel. I'm keeping videos. I don't know. That's it. Yeah. You're keeping my ex's shirts.
Yep, exactly.
And you do have that tapestry, but that's yours.
The tapestry that is up, my mom bought me.
Oh.
Because she thought tapestries were cool because I was in college and she was trying to relate to me. Yeah, that's right.
That's
so
great.
You want to get rid of my mom's tapestry, don't you?
Well, do you know the part earlier where you said when you were in college?
Yeah.
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 It was a good time.
We're really old now.
Yeah. Go Ducks. What were you guys?
Bulls.
Oh, the Ducks and the Bulls.
USF Bulls.
San Francisco? No. South Florida.
University of South Florida.
USF. That's also San Francisco.
Okay. Well, my school was the Bulls.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to games?
I did go to a couple games.
I only went to like one, maybe. And
I don't really remember. I was drinking a lot.
Yeah. You wake up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You're like, let's get up at 6. Let's all hit the beer bongs and the keg stands.
I've never been able to do beer bongs. You're really great at it.
That's like a skill of mine.
It's crazy. You did the last one at your sister's graduation in like 2 seconds.
I was
seconds.
So excited to see a beer bong. Like, I haven't done that since college. I can't shotgun a beer. Like, I can, but I don't like it. You know, where you like do the car keys through the back of it.
Yeah.
And, like, poke the hole.
I don't want to do that because then it gets beer everywhere and then it messes up my makeup and my hair.
Exactly. It's messy. The airflow is not there. You're like dealing with like car key holes. The physics of it just don't line up. Mm-hmm. But the physics of a beer bong, that is your best friend.
Do you really put butter in it?
I used to put butter in it, yeah.
Ugh.
Because it makes it so that when you pour the beer in, it doesn't foam up.
That's so nasty.
Yeah. I wish I knew you in college. I would have totally gone
God,
to a toga
no.
party with you. No,
I'm
you wish.
So glad you didn't know me in college. I was such a stuck up, judgmental, horrible human being in college.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a big transition phase for
you. I had to learn a lot. I had to grow up a lot.
I remember in the dorms, I I had a really nice, like, me and my roommate, we like went in on a hookah with like six hoses, and it had the one where you don't have to put your thumb over it, so it had the, like, ball bearings or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had a Facebook group called Max and David's Hookah, and we hosted like hookah nights, and we'd have like a tip jar so that people could like tip and we could get more flavors, and we had like a menu.
That sounds like so much fun.
It really was. And I remember, like, we would do it out in sort of like the public area, so people would come by. And I remember, like, this was like freshman year, and we were making friends all the time doing this. And some guy came up, and he was a football player. He's like, "Yo, you guys are gonna see me. I'm number two. I just got drafted. I'm going to be big. I swear I'm going to be big." And we were like, "Yeah, right." But then, like, the next few years of college, everybody was all, he was like the star player. And I never really paid attention to football, but I just remember this one guy I smoked hookah with once. And he did become the star player.
Anyway, wow.
So it was sort of cool. I was like, "That's the guy I smoked hookah with that one time."
Maybe, okay. I feel like I judged myself.
You wouldn't maybe get along with me?
Maybe we would have, as long as we didn't talk about Jesus.
I would not have.
I would have. But I might have.
Oh, you want to convert
me? I was like super evangelical, and I was trying to save people. Yeah.
I was really high.
But I was fun. Like, I loved partying with my friends, and I studied really hard, and, like, you know, I cared about my friends, and, like, I did a lot of fun things. But I was just super, super religious, like, annoying religious.
Did you have, like, a group of friends that were also?
No, it was just me.
Oh,
I was psycho, and I'm still friends with some of those girls, and, like, we've talked since, and I'm like, "I don't know how you put up with me." She's like, "Eh, you were still a nice person. I just had to look past that." I'm like, "That's a big thing to look past, man."
I wish I knew you then.
Shout out to my friends who put up with my bullshit.
Oh.
They're like, we knew you'd snap out of it. I'm like, "Oh God, they believed in me."
I hope they hit you up and they tell you that they listen to the podcast.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That would be.
What's up, Amy?
Yeah, so you got Amy, you should say hello.
Hi, Anne. What's up? Hi.
If you're listening. If you're not, like, no offense. Or it doesn't, it's, whatever, it's all good.
Aw. Well, this was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was lighthearted. We didn't have, like, I mean, we talked about
a lot of
serious stuff.
But I mean, it was fun.
We've had some episodes where we talk about really, really serious stuff.
Oh,
We have some questions in our Patreon backlog that are very personal, very real. Yeah. We are completely.
We are actually running through the questions, though.
Yeah.
So if you guys are not already supporting us, or if you are, please consider doing so and leaving a comment or leaving another comment.
Exactly.
Ask another question, because we definitely appreciate.
And we love the video questions.
The
video
ideas.
Questions are our favorite.
Yeah, the video questions are super cool. So thank you to everybody who's on there and sending us cool stuff to work with.
Then you're like a guest on here, which, by the way, we got to have guests soon.
We will. Blair. We need to have Blair on. I just talked about her earlier, but she needs to.
We will have a lot of. We will have a lot of guests.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We are guests.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
Copyright.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I think that we should wrap up and go eat some dinner because I'm hungry.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let's go eat some food. For everybody watching, thank you so much. Make sure you go subscribe and follow all of the Unfiltered Love social media, because there's all kinds of awesome stuff going on that social media.
Super awesome.
It's crazy.
Oh my God, don't miss out.
And we sort of have announced it, but we're going to stick to it. If you are a patron by the end of the month, you're going to get your name printed on a postcard. All patrons are going to have their names printed on it at $2 and above. So please consider joining the Patreon. That means so much.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
And is it too early to announce something else?
Like a tour?
Like a tour?
Yeah, it's too early to announce a tour.
We're going on tour!
We're so close. We can't announce it yet.
Okay, fine. I'll hold back. But by the time this episode is up, we're going to have made progress.
Either 27 or 37 dates will be announced.
This is going to be such an extensive, crazy thing, but I think it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much
fun. It's going to be so much
fun. I'm so excited to eat random food all over, everywhere with you.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to gain like 30 pounds each.
No, we won't, because we're going to go to the gym every single day and
shower
there. And I'm going to work out. Are you going to work out?
I'm going to work out.
I'll be your personal trainer.
Oh my God. Are we going to get sweaty together?
Speaking of college, I used to take weight training in the morning just to get to school. Like, or it was like I would sign up for like 8 a.m. so that it would get me there early and I would like study after.
Okay.
So anyways, I took like weight training every semester for like 4 years so I could teach you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Something to look forward to, but yeah. So I guess we can't announce it, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, no, it's not totally. It's not announced at all.
Totally.
We'll see you soon.
Totally. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.